Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractors Business Presentation of the Month. This monthly CD web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching contractors how to run profitable businesses. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable contractor. Distributors are small businesses just like your company. Have you ever thought about why your distributor offers business training classes? Or why your distributor continues to encourage you to attend every business training class that's offered? Well, this presentation reveals that hidden truth. This month, we're going to look at the value of business training from the distributor's unique perspective. The bottom line is pretty simple. When your company makes money, the distributor makes money. It's win-win. For this particular topic, there's no better presenter than someone who's been promoting business training for a number of years from the distributor's perspective. Bill Balcerson is the General Manager and Director of Corporate Training for Temperature Equipment Corporation in Lansing, Illinois. He's been with TEC for over 25 years, the last 10 of which he has been Director of Training. Now, in that capacity, he coordinates all of TEC's many class offerings to the HVAC industry in the greater Chicagoland area. He has personally conducted training for over 1,500 contractors and engineers, touching over 6,000 individuals. Bill knows the trials and tribulations of filling classes, and he also has witnessed firsthand the dramatic positive changes in businesses that regularly attend business training classes. Prior to joining TEC, Bill was a sales engineer for a major mechanical contractor for 10 years. He has a Bachelor of Science degree from West Virginia University with graduate studies in mechanical engineering from Purdue University. Bottom line, Bill understands the need for business training from the distributor's perspective.
The name of my topic this morning is why attending a basic business training class is a must for today's contractors. Hello, my name is Bill Balcerson. After almost 35 years in the heating, ventilating, and air conditioning business, I've learned a few things about the contracting business. All contractors who run most of businesses can really fix are great at fixing mechanical things. However, the major problem I see on a day-to-day basis is that they don't know very much at all about how to run a successful small business. Most were never trained how to do it. Many are former field service technicians. One part of a very simple solution that I have found to this is for the key office personnel to attend a basic business training class. Many are offered in most major metropolitan areas. The real key, though, is to find one that has real, practical training taught by someone who has experience in the particular field that you are in. Only then will they get the finer points of running a successful and profitable business. There are many reasons why people are reluctant to come to any sort of business training when it is offered to them. Some people feel they are the only ones who are in that particular financial or business situation, and therefore they must just work through it. It must be that they alone are feeling the pinch. The truth is, though, that all contractors are in the same position and all face the same problems. The smart ones admit it and they go on to get help with it. The net result is that they will be much better for it in the long run. The others refuse to get help and struggle more and struggle harder. They think that by working harder and harder, they can overcome any obstacle. unfortunately, in this case, that will not happen. Another reason some won't come to business training is a fear of change. They feel like the instructor will tell me to do something that I really don't want to do, even though that may be exactly what needs to be done to turn my business around. In my years of being associated with particularly mechanical contractors, I have found many are content to do what we have always done, only because it is the comfortable thing to do. And yet, the cold, hard truth is that in the business world of today, you either change or become like the dinosaurs. You become extinct. Another common reason given for not coming to good business training is that because I came from a technical side of the business, I really don't understand the financial side of it at all. Though it may be hard to admit this, it is truly the first step to becoming successful in business. In the business I'm associated with, 90% of all owners used to be field service technicians. However, if you want to stay in business today and make a profit, you are going to have to learn how to run a business from the business side of it. You have no choice in that at all. Based upon my experience, the top 10% of all successful contractors I know are run by owners or managers who understand the business side of business and who may or may not be as sharp on the technical side. I can think of many examples today of business owners that I know who did not have the technical expertise required to fix everything. However, because of the good business sense that they brought to the table, they have become very successful. They can hire good technicians from a fairly good work source in our area. What you can't normally hire is someone to handle all of the proper business elements required to be on top of your game. That gets left to the business owner or manager. One of my most successful contractors had little or no field expertise, but he knew enough about business to put all the right people in place. His business is flourishing today because of his business expertise. In addition to the many reasons folks won't come to good training is what we see on the wholesale and distribution side of the business. Many of our contractors and dealers can generate a great deal of business from sales and service, but they have no idea whether or not they are making money. I will never forget watching firsthand one of our most successful dealers walking out of the office of our chief executive officer one day. He was about ready to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The look on his face was one that I will never forget. He was the most dejected-looking person as a contractor I had ever seen up to that time. He had let his business slip into disarray while he was out enjoying the good life, or at least so he thought. Every time there was a little extra cash in the business, he would use it as his personal piggy bank instead of investing it back in his business. There is, however, a happy ending to that story. By him taking personal responsibility for his past actions, he determined to get as much training as he could on how not to take his business into bankruptcy. He was a good student, and today he is what we know as a mentor to others who want to know how to get their business house in order and to keep it that way. What a great example he is. Today, he pays his bills on time. He even takes the discount. His cash flow is better than ever, and he realizes that it is not his personal piggy bank. These are the kind of people that we at the distribution level will bend over backwards for when the times get tough, as they are today. There's an old rule in business many of us have learned early on in our careers. It's called the 80-20 rule. 80% of your time and energy will be spent on 20% of the contractors who do not understand everyday normal business. They do not pay on time. They require a huge amount of support and always have cash flow problems. This last year has been a classic year for those kinds of dealers. Hardly a week goes by when we don't see another one close the doors due to lack of good business practices. They may have been busy, but in the end, we're not making enough money to stay afloat. When these poorly run businesses eventually go out of business, and they will, they end up leaving unpaid bills of many times thousands of dollars, which we as the distributor have to eat the cost of. The end result is we have to raise our prices to all the contractors just to cover their losses. Let me share with you today some of the experiences that I have had as a training department director for the past 10 years. I will share the story of two contractors I know and how proper business training can make a difference or not for them. Some of the details I've had to alter just to protect their identity. I'm sure you will understand that. The first contractor I want to acquaint you with is one I have known for over 25 years. It is a small, family-owned business with over 50 years in the same location. In the early years, they were able to rely on mostly word-of-mouth type advertising to get and keep customers. However, as economic conditions changed over time, it became apparent that the old way of doing business was not going to sustain them in the next century and in the economic climate we find today. In order to grow and compete in the new economic environment would require a much different strategy. At this point, the decision was made by the owner to attend a basic business training class taught by an industry leader with many years of practical experience. The topics that were covered included such things as, how much should I charge per hour for my technician's time in the field so that I cover their expenses and still make a profit? Also, they were taught how to set up a budget for the business that will enable us to operate all year long and have a favorable cash flow throughout the year. Other topics covered had to do with what the real cost of what we call unbillable labor is and how I can reduce it. In addition, they were taught how to price into their jobs the cost of replacing aging equipment, such as trucks and the equipment they use every day. Worksheets were provided for each topic so that they could put their own numbers in to allow all calculations to be done automatically for them. It truly was a plug-and-play type work session. These are just some of the topics that were covered at the business financial training class that day. The owner and manager of this particular company found himself to be almost overwhelmed by what he didn't know about running his business. At that point, he had a decision to make. Either I can continue to run my business the way I always have and continue to struggle, or I can take the advice offered and make the necessary changes to improve my position for the future. I am very pleased to report on the positive outcome of this situation. I have had the good fortune to watch this unfold firsthand. The advice was taken seriously, and changes were implemented over the next 18 months to 2 years. The results speak for themselves. This company has experienced measurable growth, and more importantly, the profitability has increased dramatically. Their cash flow and margins are better than they ever have been. The ability that they now have to take advantage of good financial planning has made them much stronger, even during our current economic slowdown. They are truly a modern-day small business success story. What used to be some typically slow months, like December and January, have now become very successful months for them. Let me draw a contrast with another contractor in our area. They too have been in business for a long time, like the previous one. However, the process of growth and financial stability are quite different. This contractor also is a small family-owned business. When business or financial, or for that matter, any type of training is offered, they are always numerous excuses as to why they can't attend. As a result, they are always behind in their payments to suppliers and wholesalers. Their pricing methods for contracting jobs are always changing. They are never sure about their cash flow situation and are regularly having to tap their line of credit at the local bank. As the owner of this business looks at the prospect of retiring after many years of hard work, he feels trapped into remaining on the job well into his retirement years. I guess the part of all of this that amazes me most is the fact that simply by spending 1, 2, or 3 days attending a solid basic business training event, the whole direction of his company could be improved dramatically. When you think of that small investment of time and money, it seems to me to be a fantastic return on your investment. Why wouldn't you want to do it? The key to all of this is getting good business financial training that is specifically tailored to your industry. Then, of course, the next critical step is to implement the information that has been shared. If the training information only stays in the workbook on the shelf, then obviously nothing will ever change. So what kind of things should you be looking for in a good business training class? Some of the specific topics that I have found to be most helpful to our industry are such things as, number one, proper labor pricing. Since labor is many times the largest part of our jobs that we quote, it is imperative we know exactly what the true labor costs are. Whether you are a union shop or not, all the costs related to labor must be built into each job for proper costing. Another thing is, in addition to proper labor pricing, is knowing how to have proper cash flow throughout the calendar year that is always vital to business growth and survival. If you have excess money available to run your business during the slow seasons, will you have enough to operate during the busy season also, and vice versa? During the lean times, will you be able to continue to pay all bills, and will you be able to operate efficiently? By developing a good, sound monthly cash flow budget and then monitoring it regularly, you'll be able to see if actual costs fall in line with your projections, and if not, why not? Along with that is the requirement to develop an outstanding system for collecting your money. Unless the money comes in for the work performed, it is all for nothing. Another important business topic to be covered in the class should include things like a good marketing strategy and even some good sales training. First of all, without a good marketing strategy, you're subject to external forces to determine your sales and its growth. However, a good marketing plan will help your business stay active during the slow times as well as when it would normally be busy anyway due to other external factors. And just because your Yellow Pages representative helps you spend a great deal of money each month on Yellow Page advertising does not mean you have a viable marketing plan. It is much more comprehensive than that. It will involve such things as well-given radio spots, highly placed newspaper spots, TV spots, direct mailings, and other things, just to name a few. A good year-round marketing program will keep your business name in front of customers all year long. Sales training is another topic that should be touched on in these classes. Since I spend the majority of my time each year directing our sales training efforts, I know exactly how important this is to success in closing sales in business. After each class, the ability to better communicate with customers will and often does directly result in more sales volume, and the best part is higher gross margin dollars. I have watched as young people new to our industry, and there are many today because of the economic condition, as they come to these classes early on and get training in how to approach and communicate with customers, it's amazing the results. As they continue to grow and hone their selling skills, their ability to close sales and make more money for themselves and the company will increase dramatically. I have seen this take place time and time again. Some of the most successful salespeople I know not only started out by taking as many sales-related classes as they could, but even now, many years later, will come to my current classes just to sharpen their skill set. Recently, I had salespeople in my class with over 23 years' experience. Why did they come? Because they wanted to keep their skills sharp and be better at what they do. Another thing that I look for in a good business training class is what kinds of fill-in-the-blank sheets do the participant get during the class. The reason for that is so that they can easily and immediately begin to implement the changes that are suggested in their financial class. The simpler it is for them, the more practical it will be, and more of it will be put into action right away. The goal is to have as many good practices as possible coming from the class be put into action in their business with their numbers right away. If not, the chances are very good that they will not be implemented at all. Albert Einstein once said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and yet expecting different results. Good business or financial information by and of itself, if not put into practice, is a waste of both time and energy. But today, thanks to modern technology, there are many forms of information available to us in the trades industry. We have trade publications. We have emails, usually more than we want. Internet searches, webinars, trade shows, and a host of other things available to us. But like anything else, the only way we make it useful is by putting it into practice where we are in our business every single day. As a trainer, one of the most frustrating things I see on a regular basis is the fact that the companies that need the most help with their business skill set are often the ones who won't come to the classes. The contractors who are daily struggling with business issues very seldom, if at all, will come to a locally sponsored, profitable business training session. How sad that is, and yet so true, based on my experience. The conclusion that I and my business partners have come to on all this is that good business financial training should be mandatory for all contractors, especially those who struggle with those issues. Unless they get the help needed, failure in business is inevitable. And with 9 out of 10 small businesses failing within the first year on a national average, it seems to me to be the only logical conclusion that we can come to. I'm wondering about you that are listening to me today. Where do you see yourself in all that I have shared? Do you identify with that first contractor who recognized his need and did something about it? Or maybe with the second contractor who was always too busy or had more than enough excuses as to why they would never come to good business training? Do you respond by saying, "Well, that's great for the other guy, but that's not for me"? Oh, really? Have you taken the time to step back from your business and really analyze where you are today? That's a great question that each of us must answer. Maybe you should take a long, hard look at where you are and where you're going. As we say in business, the owner and manager is where the buck truly does stop, and that's you. With the current economic slowdown upon us, are you still strong financially? Or are you like so many others that I've heard about lately that are either near, in, or on the verge of bankruptcy? Only this morning, I heard about another local small business that's filing for bankruptcy. And they're in our industry. And these people were ones that I would never have expected to do that. Don't be fooled into believing that it could never happen to you. It can and will, unless you take steps right now to prevent it. As a full-time trainer, I'm always looking for the very best training I can bring to my local contractor base. Even during these, what we consider very difficult economic times, we as a corporation have chosen not to cut back on our training. We are rather increasing it so that when the upswing does happen in our country and in our industry, and we're already seeing signs of that, our contractors will be in a position of strength and will be able to take advantage of it. My question to you is, will you be one of them? Some of the finest business training I have ever seen or experienced firsthand is available to you today. Don't wait to become a statistic before you realize that you need help. If I can be of any assistance, please feel free to contact me by phone or by email. At the end of the day, only you can make the right move now to be better for your tomorrow and for the sake of your business. I encourage you to do the hard thing and get the training needed before it's too late. Your success or failure in business is a direct result of what you do today. Thank you for your time.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach contractors how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-800-432-7963. The Service Contractors Business Presentation of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.